Sitting in the car recording. It's dark outside and early in the morning. They should be working out. Instead, they're talking about their lives and what's going on. It's JJ and Shane on the pre-morning show.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the
Pre-Morning Show.
Episode 97 of the podcast. Oh, and as always, we are your hosts. I'm JJ.
And I'm Shane.
And it is Monday, April 1st, 2024. The time reads 7:18 a.m. It's a nasty one this morning. But we got a high of about 64. And the low is 48. It's 50 degrees right now.
It doesn't feel bad. It feels kind of nice.
Yeah. How the heck are you, Shane?
How the heck are you?
I'm doing great.
But I asked you first. Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day. You may have heard it was April 1st, so.
I used to do April Fool's jokes.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny. Well, I was like 12. Didn't we all? Yeah, I used to think stuff that wasn't funny was funny as April Fool's.
Like what?
Like I would go into school in like elementary school and be like, my dog died last night. And then people would be like, oh, really? Dude, I'm so sorry. April Fool's! My parents died! Like, I literally, like, I thought that that was just April Fool's. You're just supposed to tell a horrible lie. I never did any actual pranks. I just said
you just stuff made like up that. Crazy, stupid lies yeah, that people yes. would buy into. How old yes. were you? Like, fourth grade?
Yeah, fourth, third. Something like that. Yesterday.
I'm trying to remember, like, what kind of April Fool's jokes I've done over my lifetime, but none come to mind.
The one honestly. That I always think I mean, of that the, I used to do.
The mouse trick, oh, well, but I mean, that wasn't April wasn't Fool's. That was just.
Don't call it a trick either. It wasn't. What is that?
What? Bacon, egg, and cheese croissant from Rofo.
Yeah, but I don't like. They sit in those containers and they fog up and they get all soggy.
But the sticker says sell by 9:24 a.m. It was the freshest one in there.
Well, did you check all the other times?
Yeah, the other one said like 7.
Ew. Oh, I see. Yeah. You want the later time.
Mm-hmm. Expiration date's later.
Yeah, and I don't know. That doesn't look the best. Is you enjoying it?
I mean, it's a breakfast sandwich. It's great.
The April Fool's joke I used to do, like, I did it a couple years in a row before it just wasn't funny anymore. I put tape around the thing on the sink so that when you turn on the faucet, it just sprayed you with the hose.
Oh, that's a good one.
I used to tape that down.
That's good.
Yeah. That one was a good one.
End badly with somebody,
and you're. No, just like, it just got my it just got my mom a couple times, and that was it. I mean, it's just a shock at first. Shane,
that's annoying. Stealing all the toilet paper.
I never did that. I think one year I tried to switch the sugar and salt, but it was too much of an undertaking, and it would have ruined some. It would have just ruined something like later, not even that day. Like, it probably wouldn't have even... the repercussions wouldn't right. have happened that day. What did you do? You never did... You're telling me you never did an April Fool's joke?
I probably have, but I just don't remember what I did. I feel like in high school we would go into, like, our teachers' classrooms and, like, unplug, like, their computers and just, like, dumb things like that.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, not what I freaking did. Put April Fool's.
A bucket of goo on top of a door so when someone walks through it, covers them up.
That's next level. You did not do that.
And then have a fan in the background with feathers.
Oh, yeah. Like from a TV show, cartoon. Well, how was Easter?
Easter was great. Easter was fantastic. Went to church yesterday morning. And then afterwards, we went over to Emily's parents in Centerville, and they had a nice meal cooked.
What'd you have?
Shout out Emily's mom. She cooked up some lamb. Ham.
Lamb, ham?
I'm trying to think of something else that rhymed with lamb and ham.
Yam? Lamb, ham, and yams?
Lamb, ham.
Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, ham, yam.
Potatoes, mac and cheese. Making me hungry now. I just ate my sandwich. And broccoli, roasted broccoli.
Mm. How did you fare?
How did I fare what?
Did you resist? Multiple plates?
One plate.
Okay.
But we had McDonald's on the way.
JJ, what do you mean?
I had
on the way there?
Yeah, because we weren't going to eat until 3, and it was like 12:30. Mm. So we got something to eat. I tried their McCrispy, which is like
what?
Basically like a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Oh. They have it in the little like foil bag, yeah, too.
Is it good?
It was good.
Actually?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
As a Chick-fil-A stan or whatever they call it, you
yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Although I feel like I have like a low bar for what I consider.
Yeah, apparently. You went to McDonald's on the way to dinner. That's another level.
No, I mean, I feel like it would have to be really bad for me to be like, this sandwich was just not hitting it.
Did it have pickles on it?
It did.
Any sauce?
Now, I meant to get the McCrispy Deluxe.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
No. I don't put Chick-fil-A sauce on my chicken sandwich anyway. I'm a ketchup and mayo guy. You know that.
Yeah. What were you just saying?
I don't know.
Before that?
I don't remember. You had a good Easter?
Yes, I did. The day before, speaking of food, I tested out, took the carnivore diet and a little bit for a test drive on Saturday.
What is that?
It's where I just ate meat all day.
Raw meat?
No.
I mean, that's being a carnivore.
But I took all I had Saturday.
I feel like you can't do a diet for just one day, though.
Well, no, I was just seeing how it was going to feel.
Sampling it, okay.
Yeah, I sampled it. Oh, because yesterday, I mean, dinner was all carbs. Anyway, it was like mashed potatoes, you know.
What was the main course?
Pork.
Ooh.
Pork, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Mm.
Mac and cheese.
Who cooked it up?
Broccoli. Marty did.
Shout out Marty.
Yeah, Marty does a good job. Anyway, I had ground beef from the store, 7327.
You talked about that
last
episode.
I didn't smash, I didn't make a smash burger, but I found out that your stainless steel pans, I was having problems with food sticking to my stainless steel pan. I was like, this is the most
frustrating
thing. That
shouldn't happen, right?
Well, no, they're not nonstick. So I stopped using nonstick. By the way, if you use a nonstick pan, stop using it.
It's not safe.
No, Teflon is a forever chemical. If you have any scratches on any of your Teflon pans, every time you cook with them, you are getting terrible, terrible carcinogens and chemicals. It's a nonstick coating. It's like a polymer of different.
Polymer.
Huh. It's like a layer of chemicals.
At Chick-fil-A, we would use these Teflon sheets for the toaster, the bun toaster.
Great. Yeah, that's wonderful. Teflon's terrible for you.
Yeah.
Every study that's come out recently has, like, it's shown that the chemicals that are in Teflon, if you ingest them, you never, ever get rid of them. They're just always there. Your body cannot break them down.
I wonder if that's why people sometimes would order their sandwiches like not toasted, because maybe they know.
Maybe. But a lot of the people that are going to go that far wouldn't go to Chick-fil-A, you know?
Yeah.
They just simply would not go there.
Basically, there's these long Teflon sheets that you would need to replace every now and then.
Are they hard or are they like paper?
They're like flimsy.
So is it just so that they don't stick? Is that the whole point? That's the whole point of Teflon, right?
If you don't have them, it's like almost like acts like a little conveyor belt for the toaster. You put the buns in the top.
And you just keep reusing.
Yeah, you just keep reusing.
It's not new Teflon every time. I mean, you might
change it out. You might change it out like after like 3 or 4 months.
I mean, so I think the biggest...
I mean, it's in there for like 5 seconds.
The biggest dangers, though, of Teflon, to my understanding, are when it is scratched. So, like, if you have a pan that you're cooking on, you have a spatula, and you're flipping something, and the spatula scratches the Teflon, then you're really, that's really bad. But if you're not doing anything, like if it's a Teflon sheet and all that's touching it is bread, not really getting an abrasive touched onto it so that it's like kicking up the particles. Teflon particles, then I don't want to say that that's fine because I don't know, but the pans are said to be the worst. So I got rid of all the Teflon pans. Wow. So I've been using cast iron and stainless steel.
Where'd you get those?
And another,
Where did you get those and how much?
Cast iron you can get Amazon or, but a lot of cast irons are like pre-seasoned, but you still have to season them. That's a whole, dude, cast iron.
Pre-seasoned with like salt and pepper?
No. Cast iron is a pain in the butt, dude. They are, man. It's like a full-time job caring for cast iron pans. In order to season a cast iron pan, you have to create a polymer, like a layer of, it's like a layer of fat, basically. So you take oil, mm-hmm. and you rub it down with oil, and then you put it in the oven at like 500 degrees, or as hot as you can get the pan, and you let the oil, it gets so hot.
You gotta cook the pan before you can use it?
Yeah, basically. You heat the pan so hot with the oil on it that the oil fuses with the metal and creates a polymer, a layer on top of the pan, or kind of like mixed into the surface of the pan so that nothing sticks. So then it's nonstick. That's the only way a cast iron is nonstick.
But if you don't do that, it's fine. Like, you could just start cooking with it.
But stainless steel is not nonstick. And there's no, you can't like do that with stainless steel because it doesn't have enough space in between.
That's crazy.
Like, microscopically, like, in between the...
molecules.
Yeah. There's no fat that can get in there to make it nonstick. So what people usually do with stainless steel pans is just throw a bunch of oil in there so that it's not nonstick, which, I mean, you could do that.
I mean, most of the time, you're putting oil in a pan anyway.
Right. But I recently found out that stainless steel is nonstick if it's hot enough. I didn't know. You gotta let the pan get hot enough before you put the food on it, or else it makes everything stick.
So again, we're preheating the pan.
We're preheating the pan like for a while, for probably like 5 minutes. And the water test is the only way to tell. You could take a little bit of water, and you sprinkle it on there, and if the water just hits the pan and just like that, it's not ready. They do a little... Just
imagine you, like, in the kitchen, having been in there for 20 to 30 minutes. You have your chef hat on, your apron. Allie walks in. How's it going? What are you cooking up? Still working on the pans. Just eat the pans to cook. You're like... Say,
come taste this.
Something smells good. Pops the oven open. What the heck?
It's just pans. Just three pans.
You ever see the movie Hook?
Oh, delicious. Hook? No.
Oh, man.
Like Hook, for Peter Pan?
Peter Pan, there's a scene in the movie where they're just all eating, they're just imagining food, but they're eating. That's what I imagine is happening here. You're just like, whoo, careful, this is hot. Yeah.
I take the pan out. Wow. Look at that. I show Allie it's empty. She's like, what is it?
Wait till you see don't the you cast iron.
Don't you smell that pan? Smell that pan cooking? She walks in. What's for dinner? Pan.
I'd have to say this is quite pansexual.
Oh, what the? So stupid, dude. Do you even know what that means?
No, I don't. Yeah. I do.
That's
not.
What you think that means. Oh my God. Anyway, the water test, back to anybody who likes cooking and wants to cook with stainless steel and wants to not use Teflon, which you absolutely should not
How
use.
How do you
it.
Know if Teflon is on your pan? It's on all pans, is what you're saying.
No, it's not on all pans. But, I mean, if you go to the store, you buy like a pack of pans.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not. Anything nonstick that is branded as nonstick has Teflon on it.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
But you're saying it's fine to use it, but you just got to be careful if it starts scraping up and getting old.
I mean,
you just don't want to risk it.
You're really, yeah. I would just not use it. I mean, simply not use it. So there's three materials that are generally fine: cast iron, stainless steel, and ceramic. So those are what you want to go for. But stainless steel actually is cast iron was my favorite, but dude, the upkeep is a pain in the butt. And you got every time you use it, as soon as you're done, you have to clean it a certain way. You have to use salt and as an abrasive and get that out of there, scrub it really hard. You don't ever use soap on cast iron.
What?
Yeah, you don't use soap because it gets rid of the fat layers. So you scrub it out and then you re-season it and then you can put it away. It's just really annoying.
I had
annoying.
No idea.
But it's really good for cooking, like, meats. It's really good for cooking certain things. It gets hot, so cast iron is good because every part of it's, like, very even heating.
Yeah. Do you have, a cast iron skillet? Is that what you have?
Yeah. I have
I would have never guessed all that upkeep goes into...
Yeah, it's kind of a pain, man. But stainless steel has slowly become my favorite because I figured out how to use it. And you have to put it on, like, medium-high heat... And let it sit for a few minutes before you start using it to cook. And take a little bit of water. You toss a couple drips of water on there. And if the water like dances around and moves all around the pan, like it can't, it looks like little bubbles like dancing. Then it's hot enough.
Okay.
And then you can add your whatever you're cooking. Wipe out the water and then add whatever. You don't even need oil.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot it actually burns like a layer, like a little crisp layer on whatever you're cooking, so that. It's not sticking. It makes it a little bit... It's hard to clean, but other than that, I've been liking
How
the stainless
How did you learn
steel.
About all this pan stuff?
I just read about it. Okay. I got a book. Eat Smarter.
Yeah, you got a book.
I got a cookbook at home. Eat Smarter. I read a few pages from it. No, but I was curious because that's... Like, when I was getting into cooking, that was one of the first things. It's like, all right, what do I cook with? You know? It's like, I don't know anything, so I might as well start at, like, what am I going to be cooking with? So I looked up all these materials, found out about
It's a dangerous
Teflon.
Thing when you start thinking about, like, jumping into a new hobby.
Yeah.
Because I felt that way about, like, fixing consoles. Because then I was like, well, now I got to buy this, and I got to buy that. I got to buy all these tools, a heat gun, soldering kit. You need all the stuff to go with the saw, and then you just start buying all these stuff, but then I don't even know how to use them. So I ended up buying all this like repair stuff, and then I sold it all.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get my money back, but...
Wait, because you need it now, don't you?
No, because... So, with my business, I figure if I'm trying to spend more time repairing consoles, I'm losing money.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an opportunity cost. That's what you call it in the
Why?
Business world.
What does that mean?
It means you could be spending more time doing something else profitable than using up your time that could take longer. You know what I mean? So, like, the example that I remember from school was, like, one of the opportunity costs that you could think of is if you need to cut your grass.
Yeah.
But let's say if you have to stop... to cut your grass, which might take you 40 minutes, you might lose out on, let's just say, $100 because you could have used that hour of time you spent, you could have made $100.
I mean, that
right?
can be easily
and so,
a toxic.
I'm not done yet.
I'm sorry.
And so, kid down the street wants to mow your lawn for, let's just say, $60.
That's
so,
a lot of money. But okay.
You're saving $40 by paying him $60 because you can make $100 by using your time elsewhere. Make sense?
Yeah, but that can be like a toxic mindset. You know what I mean? Because yeah. then you're thinking constantly, you know, this is not worth my time. Yeah. I could be doing this, this, and this instead of this. Like sometimes maybe you just need to relax and cut your grass. You know? Sometimes you need that like task where you're just you're finally doing a different, you're not thinking so hard all the time, and you're having a nice little zen cutting your grass. Like take any moment that you have that's free, like doing the dishes. Just like, I could actually make $200 if I didn't do these dishes. Like, hey man, just do the dishes.
I'm you
might,
doing this.
You might think of a new invention or something.
Fixing the sheets on your bed. Screw this.
Whenever you want to start something new, is always that.
I stopped pooping. Takes up way too much of my time.
I could make $100 or poop. What am I going to choose? Obviously, I'm going to make $100. So I just decided one day, I'm not going to poop anymore. I don't poop for anyone or anything. That's like the ultimate business guy you see on Instagram. So any of you guys out there pooping, you're losing money. You are straight up losing money. I pay somebody else to poop for me. Because I know the opportunity cost.
Upper poopity cost. That's really funny. You know, all the high-end businessmen just walk around with massive diapers.
I have no time. Yeah, that is like...
You guys got a bathroom around here? Nope.
It's not one in the building. If you're going to the bathroom here, you shouldn't work here. You got to use a bathroom in this building? You're fired. Simple as that.
Stop wasting my time.
Yeah. Actually, this conversation is opportunity cost for me.
That's $300 I would have made since talking to you, buddy.
Just steady typing on a computer the whole time they're having a conversation with you. But, yeah, that is... It is when you're starting a new hobby and stuff like that, you want to think of all the things that I got to do this and then this and then this and then this. And then most people just don't even ever do the hobby because it's too overwhelming to think about.
I feel like for me, if I was going to learn something like brand new that I didn't know about, watching videos can only do so much for me, at least. The way that I learn best is someone... Who's already mastered it, like teaching you through it. Because every time I watch a video teaching me how to do something, then I try to do it. Whatever I'm working on, some problem comes up.
That is not in the video. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What the heck
about.
Am I supposed to do now?
I know exactly what you're talking about. The same thing happened to me, but like it's instructions on a PDF thing or something. Yeah. And I'm trying to follow along directly with the instructions. And sure enough, there's a screen that's not... It's not on the PDF anywhere. So what do I do with this screen? And you can't pass it.
Yeah.
And it's like an old PDF, and it's a new version of the client that you're trying to download. It's something like what you're saying goes wrong in these step-by-step things. I need the same thing.
And then you just give up. And that's why I just sold everything. I was like, I have not gotten good at repairing. Like, I bought, like, a soldering kit. Like, I wasn't good at, like, soldering. And I didn't have anyone to really teach me. And I didn't...
What is soldering?
Soldering is basically... It's, like, basically gluing components together.
But, like super glue?
But you use solder. And when you heat it up with, a soldering tip, a soldering iron, which gets up to, like, I don't know, 300 degrees... You use that to melt the soldering wire, which becomes like a... It's almost like a like a pasty. And then it... and then after a few seconds, it melts and hardens. So, like, the thing that I was trying to do was replace a charging port on a 3DS. And so to remove it, you have to desolder the tips. So a charging port has, like... four very tiny pins, and the way that it's connected to the board is by soldering.
And so you have to heat up the things.
You have to reheat the solder to get it back into like a liquidy state, so that then you can remove the old. But then there's things you have to do to, like, clean up the board before you put new solder on.
Interesting.
And so the hard thing for me was adding new solder. I could not get the tiny, I couldn't get, like, tiny little soldering points on without creating a giant blob. So then I would just completely ruin
motherboards. Well, I'm imagining if you're heating up old solder, it's like turning into like a how are you actually getting all of it off? Because if you make it into a liquid and you're trying to wipe it, then it just hardens in a wiping.
There's a tool you use that sucks it up.
Oh.
There's a little tool. Okay. See, here I go. Yeah, you have to buy this tool to do that task.
Yeah.
So you have this little like sucking mechanism tool that sucks it up when it's in a liquidy state.
That makes sense.
So, it was just too much for me. I wasn't good at it.
The Shrek thing? Anyway. You were not good at it? Is that what you just said?
No, I wasn't good at it.
You have to, like, is it a steady hand type of thing? What made you not good at it?
No, it just didn't know what I was doing.
That's what you gotta just, you just keep doing it and you figure it out.
I know, but it just wasn't worth it. Because then I'm, like, how many motherboards am I gonna go through? That's a lot of money.
At least you didn't stop. At least you tried.
Yeah.
You bought the stuff.
I gave up. I quit.
Well, it's an opportunity cost.
Yeah. That's what I keep telling myself.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I heard this example. It's an example of like when you quit before you really try. It's because you think about all the things you're going to have to do and all the things you need and all the things you hadn't thought of. And it was basically like if Ford, you know, the car company, if Henry Ford was going to make a car, but then he was like, wait, who's going to service them? Cars don't exist yet. Who's going to service these cars? What about gas? Where am I going to get the gas for all these cars? What am I going to do here? Like, what if a part goes bad? Where do they take it to? There's nobody that understands these. And said, let that stop him. Then he would have never made the cars.
Yeah.
Right? As you figure all that stuff out.
As you go.
So you're just like you said, it's like, well, how do you get the solder up? Oh, there's another tool actually you need to get. And it's annoying in the moment, but it's like one of those things where you're like, all right, fine. I mean, come on. But it's good that you realize that it was like,
I mean, at least I tried,
not really worth. Yeah, it's not, but it wasn't worth your time, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
it was just taking too much of your time, and you're like, I just sold 3 consoles while I was working on this.
Yeah, even if I were to get good at it, it would just take too much of my time to have to sit there, unscrew the console, open it up, get to the point that needs to be fixed, fix it, put it all together, and then work on it.
So the person that you were working on, did you just say, hey, gave up on your console, sorry?
No, it was a console that I just bought. Like, I bought, and then it was defective, and I tried to fix it.
Okay.
So there's been 3 or 4 consoles that I tried to repair. Different repair jobs, like top screen replacement is one of them, replace charging port, that I just failed at the projects, and now I just have them for parts.
You could probably work on phones.
Jinx.
You could probably work on
probably phones. But again, that's a whole new world that I don't really. A whole new world.
I was just about to do that. Yeah, I mean, but there's way more
money
in that.
With phones, you also have to keep up with the times. Like, there's a new phone every year. So you have to know what's up with the new phone that might be different with the old phone.
Have you thought about, you know, taking the, because 3DSs are old, like generally older. Have you thought about moving into a space that's more modern?
No, I haven't.
Do you think there's enough money and stuff in the old stuff?
Yeah, I think so. It's steady, you know. And I feel like there's been a little bit of a spike in getting old Nintendo handhelds, and the 3DS is the best one out of them all because it's just the most powerful one.
Most freaking powerful one.
Freaking powerful one, yeah.
It's so powerful, 3DS.
So, over the weekend, were you going anywhere with your pan story?
What story?
Just you getting into pans. Was there anything else that you needed to say about that? I feel like
Oh, I was talking about ground beef. I was talking about how I heat, like, if you heat the pan up enough, like, I made steak and ground beef with the patties.
Okay.
I made burgers. I just, also, let the meat sit for a little bit before and after you cook it. Before, to bring it up to room temperature, and then season it, and then
but
throw it on
the pan. But not too long, because if you leave it out, it, bacteria.
30 minutes before you cook it.
Okay.
And then probably 5 to 10 minutes, let it rest after you cook it. Because it really lets the juices all settle in. It's delicious. I just made two burgers.
It's super hot anyway, so you'd want to let it cool off.
I made two burgers.
Okay.
Dude.
On your stainless steel or the cast iron?
Stainless steel. It was unbelievable.
One for you, one for Allie?
No, she wasn't home.
You made just two for you.
Oh, yeah. Just two burgers, and I had two hard-boiled eggs. And that held me over. I'm serious.
No bread, just the meat?
No, I told you it was like a carnivore thing. I was like, let me just try and not have carbs with this and see if I get full for a while. And I was full from like, I don't know, 10 a.m. till like 4 p.m.
And you ate that at 10?
Yeah. Burger? And it's dense. Yeah, the burgers and two eggs. And I stayed pretty full until like 4. And then I made a steak. And then I just ate steak. It was really good. I did have a banana. I needed to eat bananas because I had a couple that were like going. They were gonna, if I let them too long, they were gonna go bad.
Yeah,
you know, bananas. I hate that you have to time. Like, I go to the store and I get like a batch of green bananas, a batch of just yellow bananas, and then like a smaller batch of.
Jeez, how many bananas you buy when you go to the store?
Well, a batch. I'm not saying like 12 bananas.
That's what I'm thinking. When you say batch, I'm thinking like several bananas.
Okay. But you my point is, it's annoying that you have to like schedule your bananas.
Yeah.
Because you got the ones that you know with the little brown marks that they're coming up.
Yeah. I was never a fan of those brown marks.
Oh, that's when the bananas are the best. Like when they first start getting the brown dots.
Oh, you're talking about on the outside.
What did you think?
I thought, you know how when you open it up, the banana's like bruised?
Oh, no.
I don't like that.
Oh, that's what you want.
That's...
No. You want the thing to be black. Mushy, really mushy. Ew. Bugs crawling in it if you can. Did I tell you my Mimi, my grandma?
She wouldn't get bananas.
She says that she stopped shopping for bananas. Yeah. She doesn't know if tomorrow's going to come for her, so she doesn't want to buy bananas. Have to schedule it out.
Wait, because she doesn't know she's going to be alive by then.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be alive to eat these bananas. I was like, Mimi, stop saying stuff like that. But she really doesn't have bananas in her house. She stopped. And she should, because she's 75 pounds. She needs to eat a little more food.
Oh, my gosh.
Not actually, but she's very thin.
You know what show just came out with season 2? Physical 100.
What was that?
You want inspiration? You watch that show. It's the it's the Korean game show where they have 100, like, basically of Korea's top athletes. Not necessarily athletes, but just like super strong people. Men and women. So they have bodybuilders, they have Olympic gold medalists, they have like a cop, firefighter. Just like insanely ripped people.
And they make them do like hanging stuff. I remember that.
The first challenge in season 2, they call it a pre-quest. Because how you placed in that pre-quest would determine how the first quest, which would eliminate people, how that would go. And so the pre-quest was everybody just running on these treadmills. And whoever, they would start to eliminate the bottom like 10, 20 each round of people that weren't running the farthest. And so your treadmill calculated your distance. And then by the end of that, wherever you placed in the next round, it was a one-on-one match. You got to choose. So if you finished first place, you had the first choice of who you wanted to... They presented the challenge rules, and then you got to pick who you wanted to go up against to eliminate.
What would they do one-on-one?
So in that round, it was about, you had, I think, 1 minute on the clock, and there's this giant ball, and basically at the end of the time, whoever had possession of the ball wins. And it's pretty much anything goes. Like, you can be wrestling.
Oh, they're like fighting.
Yeah. Not fighting, but like you could be wrestling.
Okay.
And then there's three different environments. There's one where you're just like in a pool of water or in like a mud. It's like not knee high, but like up to your shin water in like this mud pit. There's another one which is like almost like playground-esque. So that one, people who are more like agile might pick that one because it gives them space to run around and like obstacles. And then there was a third one which was literally just like a UFC cage.
Oh. And they just have to wrestle for this ball?
You just have to have... the objective is be the one in possession of the ball when the time runs out.
Okay.
So even if you had the ball for all 50 seconds and then the last 10 seconds the other person got it, they would win.
Wow.
And whoever lost that challenge in the 1-on-1 was eliminated. So it cut 100 down to 50 right after the first one. But some of these people are insanely ripped.
Right?
Yeah, it's just unfair.
Unfair? What do you mean? They work for that.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't like how that show dubbed their voices over.
Oh, I don't watch. We don't watch the dubbed.
Okay, you subbed. Okay. Because I watched the dubbed. It was terrible.
It's too cringy.
It was terrible.
It's like, wow, nice to meet you. I know. Dude, Korean like people, foreign people are just so nice.
What do you mean?
I feel like in the Asian culture, I should say, when you watch that show, they're all just so polite. They walk in, they bow to like everybody.
Yeah.
They're always cheering each other on, encouraging each other. And whenever they lose, they don't ever make excuses. They just say, man, he was good.
He
was
yeah.
top notch. He yeah. was the best. Like, his technique was incredible. They're just so positive. It's
wow.
It's uplifting.
His technique was incredible. maybe next time.
Yeah, that's cringy. I...
wow.
But over this weekend, I got more stuff from Graham.
Yeah.
From the bike shop. But it wasn't Graham that dropped it off. It was his business partner, Steve. Steve Harrison.
Yeah. Heard about him.
Not to be confused by Steve Harrington from Stranger Things. You heard about him?
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. He's a character. He's like
I've heard that.
He's a jack of all trades.
I have heard that.
What do you know about Steve?
No, Graham just told me those exact things. He's just a character. Like, he's funny,
I would be talking to him and be like, what the heck? You do this too? So he runs Graham's business, the bike shop down in Chincoteague. He owns his own business, like a kayak business.
Yes.
And so we were unloading stuff on Saturday night. And I'm like, well, what are you doing tomorrow for Easter? And he's like, oh, yeah, tomorrow's Easter. You know, I'll probably go to church. And, oh, wait, I forgot. I'm supposed to be in Ohio tomorrow. I'm like, how do you forget that? And what are you doing in Ohio? He's like, I've got a gig. I've got a job I got to do there. I'm like, what do you...
yeah, what...
What do you mean you have a job?
Yeah.
You have a job.
So mysterious, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm just... I model, too, on the side. And when he said that, I was like, you know, that makes sense. So he said he's doing a job for Express. He was like, you ever heard of Express? I was like, have I heard of Express?
Express
yes,
what?
That's where I get, like, all my clothes in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Express, the clothing line.
Yeah.
So he was doing a job for them. And he's done modeling for Abercrombie and Fitch.
Cool.
He said he's done some jobs where he's put on like $1,000 clothing.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
And then does he get to keep it?
I asked him that.
Probably
he said no, not usually. But he gets some good money from those jobs. And but when he told me he was a model, I was like, wow, I mean, that makes sense. Good looking guy. You look like James Franco.
He does?
Literally does.
I haven't seen him.
And when I said that, he said, you know, it's funny because online, I gained a couple hundred thousand followers on Twitter because people are saying that I'm cousins of James and Dave Franco. Like, they keep saying I'm their cousin. I keep telling them I'm not. I'm not their cousin. But
they follow me anyway.
People are just like, he's just joking, guys. Like, he's a Franco. Like, they don't believe him. He did something else, though. Oh, he's also an actor. He said he's memorizing a script right now for a movie that he's going to be in. It's not some big time. He says It's not some big time movie.
Oh, watch, but it'll be like the Avengers. The next Avengers movie. He'll be the main villain.
He said, he was like, it's not the main character, but no, it is a feature role.
It's not
role.
The main character. It's something, somebody called Galactus in Marvel? I don't know. It's some.
You ever heard of Marvel? Small guy. Yeah. That's how I felt when he said, you ever heard of Express?
You ever heard of Marvel? Oh, it's some movie. You ever heard of Star Wars?
I never felt so small in my life. Like, he just kept saying all his achievements, but like all, everything he's doing, I'm just like, what the heck, dude?
But it didn't come off like arrogant.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He was just being nice.
He's a real cool guy.
That's,
like,
that's
kind of
what, that's what Graham described, yeah.
Yeah. And he's going full time to college. I'm not kidding. He's getting ready to go to college full time.
Where?
Liberty. He does Liberty online right now.
Oh, my God.
He's getting
God.
Associates. I was like, dude, why do you even need to go and yeah. get a degree? I was like, you realize the whole point of getting
so
a degree.
So he never
is
got
so
a can- degree?
No.
Okay, so he's just
I
been
like,
doing all this.
You realize the whole point of getting a degree is so that you can get a job, which you already have four or five. He's like, yeah, man. He's just got like this charming smile, like dimples. Just,
yeah.
He's like leaning on the back, on the hood of his truck. He's just like, yeah, man. But like, you know, I feel like I missed out on that. Like, I kind of just want that. Like, from, yeah. I felt like I was in a movie talking to this guy.
Yeah.
His life is a movie, honestly. It just seems like it. But he's engaged.
Nice.
Congrats.
I was, that was my next question. Is he married or what?
Yeah. So shout out Steve.
Shout out Steve.
Steve Harrison.
Steve Harrington. Steve Harrison. Yeah, yeah, I'm dying to
like,
meet this
Emily
guy.
Emily was like, yeah, he probably carries around a bat with spikes. A bat with nails.
Just in case there's a Demogorgon or whatever. All right. We should probably call it, right?
Yeah. I probably should. Probably should.
I gotta go get the SU car and head out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow at the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see about that.
We'll see. No. Well, yeah,
Dad, don't say that.
Yeah, no.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Of the podcast. This has been episode 97 of the
Pre-Morning Show.
We'll catch you guys.
Love you all. Time.